say he had absconded. I think the defense would be he was picked up in Texas right after the crime, and for some reason, the Texas authorities, they were supposed to extradite him back. He waived extradition, and then they deported him to Mexico. So I think the fact remains that it was an unsolved crime where he was. I don't think it's relevant to that issue.
What would be the resolution that you would see? A broader holding beyond your client. Is there some proposal that you think is applicable to this case, as in don't destroy evidence or
execute?
Or if the fact of the defendant is whatever, unknown, unsolved, out of the country, how do you know about that? What would be
I think it depends on a few things. I think it depends on the type of evidence you're talking about, the size of it. I mean, we're talking in this, there were two small baggies of tape. There was no reason to destroy the evidence. And also, I think it depends on the crime you're talking about. If it's a DWI and you're talking about the breath sample or something, you know, maybe you can destroy that. It doesn't seem to hurt anybody that bad. But when you're talking about a kidnapping, life in prison is a potential penalty. I think the state has to go to greater lengths to preserve that evidence. And in this particular case, I think it's egregious to think of what happened here in this case.
Counsel, we're talking about the DNA Testing Act, and we're in the confines of that act. Under that act, did the state have any obligation to preserve that evidence at the time it was destroyed?
Under that act, I when I got this case, that was the first thing that came to my mind, too. And I think the limited scope of the DNA Act, I don't know that it provides for any specific remedy for the facts in this particular case. But I do, after looking at it, I think if the evidence was material to the case and it was destroyed by the state, I think there is a remedy in the DNA Act. I think it's 4123 that talks about if he had properly preserved the evidence, the state, and it gets tested and it's exculpatory, the court has the authority to vacate the judgment. In this particular case, we believe that the evidence was material exculpatory to the defendant. The state destroyed it.
That's the second time you've said it was materially exculpatory. Wouldn't it be more precise to say it was potentially materially exculpatory? You don't know at this point in time, do you?
Because we couldn't test it. I think the facts of what I can see in the record, I wasn't part of that, any of that, but what I can see in the record, the facts would support the idea that it was materially exculpatory.
What do you think?
What facts?
Yes, what facts?
Well, I think...
Made.
election today,